Sean was specifically talking about, how this is a chance for a lot of guys to get more snaps. What does that mean for you?
Super important, you know, haven't been able to get live snaps. You know, you get them in practice, but, you know, the game snaps are always different. So anytime you get live snaps, even last week, we were in there at the end of the game, and there's been a couple of times throughout the season, you get the fourth quarter snaps. So those are huge, and hopefully now it's a little bit more, and you put a whole game together, hopefully.
How cool was it to be a captain last week?
It was awesome. A lot of guys were excited for me in the team meeting room when they announced it. Cool feeling, just walking out there. And they told me I was speaking, too, so I was a little nervous, too. But I didn't want to mess that up, but it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Is that kind of like a dream come true for you?
Maybe not the cat. You know, I guess the whole thing's been a dream, but maybe not the captain specifically. But it was definitely cool. Something you don't think about within the dream, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Take us into your relationship with TB.
Yeah, TB's awesome. He's definitely a guy I want to be like in the future, the way he leads his team, the way he the knowledge of the game, how he runs the defense. It's super, super cool when I first got here, how little I knew about the defense and, you know, the style of the NFL, and seeing him and how much he knew. And but he always tells me, like, he tells stories like when he was a rookie, or like even last year when he just, you know, started. You know, similar stories to like my position and stuff, like how he, like, you know, had to go through the ups and downs. So he's just great. Makes me feel welcome and everything.
What have you taken kind of from his playbook to get yourself to a level where you feel comfortable, if anything?
TB, you're talking about?
Yeah, it's wrong.
I think, you know, his pre-snap, the way he's able to navigate the pre-snap, he has an idea of what's going to come, and you know, just sticking to his keys. Some stuff I don't do great all the time, trying to get better. But also, you know, I try to take some from everyone. You know, we're all different players a little bit, and you know, the way TB's it. I think the biggest thing about TB is he makes big plays happen, and you know, they pop out on the screen. You know, he's always celebrating and stuff like that. And, you know, that's the stuff that sticks out to me.
Have you always been the communicator, like on defense, going back to even high school at Lancaster, where you played D-line a little bit, college? Have you always been the communicator?
Yes, but college is a little different because there's no, like, headset, so everyone's kind of getting a call from the sideline. So you make the calls in college, but a little different. And then high school is kind of very similar, too, so everyone gets a call from the sideline. So yeah, yes and no.
So to be on an NFL field and communicate that, just like the speed of the game, getting it into your headset, what has that adjustment been like for you?
It's a lot when you first get here, definitely during OTAs. And you know, it's the only defense I've been a part of, so I can't speak on other defenses, but you have to get the call, set the defense, you know, try and focus on what you have on the play, and then, you know, the ball's getting snapped like that. So definitely a lot to go through pre-snap.
Like 3 months ago, we were standing like 10 feet from here when you made the 53-man roster, and we were talking about the journey and how it was just beginning for you. I know the season is still got a lot left, but what has this meant to you, and what is this year? What have you learned about yourself?
I think I've learned that the NFL season is very long. That's the first thing. And we have a great support staff here that has helped all the rookies kind of through that. The rookie season, you know, they call it the rookie wall here. And it can be long at times. And, you know, you do learn some stuff about you. You have some ups and downs. You know, some days you don't want to come in the building. But I think you just have to kind of remain grateful. You know, you're living the dream that you're thinking about as a kid. And, you know, this has been great. I think, you know, the big thing is the Super Bowl that everyone, you know, wants. So just trying to make that push at the end here.
It's about a 6-7 hour drive from home. You got a lot of family coming to the game in Foxborough.
So I have a lot of friends from Bryant, my first college, kind of like 30 minutes away from Foxborough over there, because it's right below Providence. So I have a lot of friends from that area coming in. A lot of them work down there now.